The ACLU of Montana is investigating a human rights complaint at Montana State University Northern in Havre. The Sweetgrass Society, a Native American student group, says there's a deeper issue on the campus. Alex Wright, legal director for ACLU Montana, agrees. The most recent example occurred last week.
It was a statement by another student who essentially said that if Native Americans had been wiped out in the first place, then students would not be required to undergo Native American Studies courses. It came to light that this particular student had been removed from campus or had voluntarily removed himself, but was still on the football team and potentially even living with the dean of students.
In an email sent campus-wide, the university's dean of students, Stephen Weiss, said that there was no immediate danger posed by the student's derogatory comments. He told the Billings Gazette that he would neither confirm nor deny whether or not that student is living with him. The Sweetgrass Society president, Amy Murdoch, is worried about her safety on campus. The tension between administrators and Native American students dates back to last fall. The ACLU is investigating the Sweetgrass Society's complaint that their First Amendment rights to free speech and free expression were denied. Back in November 2016, the university has what they call a painting program in which student groups are allowed to paint particular steps in whatever way they see fit.
The Sweetgrass Society chose to paint one of their steps with the No Doppel Dakota Access Pipeline hashtag.
An organization inside the Office of Student Activities decided the hashtag was vandalism and painted over the Sweetgrass Society's steps. University spokesman Jim Potter denied YPR's request for comment, but he told the Billings Gazette the situation involving the student-athlete's derogatory comments was a, quote, nothing thing. I'm Bree Ripley, YPR News.